The Gemara Maseches Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, tells us that a person is mechuyev to honor his older brother. There's a chiyev incumbent on a person to show respect to his older brother. And this is learned out from the letter Vav in the Pasuk describing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, Kabbalis Avicha Ve'esimecha. We learn from here that there's a chiyev not only to honor your parent, but as well to honor your older brother. And the truth is that there's a tremendous machlekes apoiskim, machlekes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chido, whether this chiyuv only pertains to your oldest brother, or it applies to all older brothers that you may have. According to the Chido, you're mechuyev to be mechabed any brother that you have that is older than you. You're mechuyev to mechabed based on this Gemara. The shita of the Shvus Yaakov is that it's only your oldest brother who's going to be noitel pishnayim from the father. He's roy to get the extra portion of the Yerusha. Only the oldest brother has the schus, where everyone else is mechuyev mechabedim, but you're not mechuyev to stav azoy, be mechabed any older brother that you have. So this is a machlekes hapoiskim. There as well as machlekes between the Chido and the Shvus Yaakov, whether this chiv as well applies to being mechabed your older sister. Is there a chiv to mechabed your older sister, or is this only applicable to your older brother? So this again is a machlekes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chido. The Shvus Yaakov again is meiku, and the Chido is machmir. He holds that the chiv applies not only to your older brother, but even to your older sister. At any rate, this is the machlekes, whether it applies only to your oldest brother, or to all older brothers, or even to older sisters. But this is the chiv that we learn in the Gemara, Maseches Ksubis, Taf Kuf Gimel. Now, the Gemara over there tells us about a different chiv. And the Gemara tells us about the chiv of being mechabed your father's wife. Now, this is not your mother. If a person, let's say, has a father that got remarried, and let's say he got divorced from your mother and then remarried a different woman, says the Gemara, you're mechuyev to mechabed this woman, even though she's not your natural mother, even though she's not your biological mother, since she is your father's wife. She's your father's wife. And we learn this as well from the pasuk describing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, Kabed es avicha ve'es imecha. The Gemara dashes from the word es, l'rabois ishes oviv, and therefore there's a chiyuv to mechabed not only your father himself, but even your father's wife. However, the Gemara tells us an important halacha with respect to the chiyuv to mechabed your father's wife, and that is, hani mili mechayim avol achar misa loy. Says the Gemara over there in Maseches Ksubis that the chiyuv to be mechabed your father's wife, who is not your biological mother, only applies kol zman that your father is alive. Only during the life of your father, mechuyev to mechabed his wife. After your father dies, there is no longer any chiyuv for you to mechabed his wife after he passed away. And the question is, why? So the Gemara explains, and the Rishonim explain, the Gemara is saying that the entire chiyuv to be mechabed your father's wife is not an inherent chiyuv of kibud. It's not because you're mechuyev inherently to respect this woman. She's not your biological mother. Rather, the chiyuv is as a result of her being married to your father. And by being mechabed her, you're being mechabed your father. It's an oifen of being mechabed your father. When you mechabed this woman who's married to your husband, it displays and demonstrates your kibud for your father. However, that only exists kol zman your father is alive. Once your father dies, there's no more a kibud and a kavod that he receives when you mechabed his wife, and therefore this chiyuv to mechabed your father's wife doesn't apply anymore once the father passes away. So that's the Gemara. Hani mili mechayim avol achar misa loy. The question is, and this is the subject of a tremendous machlokes Rishonim, what about the chiyuv to mechabed your older brother? The chiyuv to mechabed your older brother, we can also clear two tzadim regarding its nature. What is the geder? What is the nature of the chiyuv to mechabed your older brother? Is it similar to the chiyuv to mechabed your father's wife, in that the entire chiyuv is really because al gidei being mechabed your brother, that shows respect as well to your father? It's a respect to your parent when you're mechabed your oldest sibling, your oldest brother. Or, no, the idea of showing kavod to your father through being mechabed his wife is specific to his wife. But the chiyuv to honor your older brother is an inherent chiyuv. It has nothing to do with your father's kavod. It has to do with the etzem kavod that your older brother deserves. And it's not totally bechlal in the chiyuv to mechabed your parent. So this question is the subject of a tremendous machlokes rishayim. Now, the chida brings down an entire list of rishayim who hold, and this is taka how the chida assumes the maisa, that the chiyuv to mechabed your brother is an independent and freestanding chiyuv. It has nothing to do with the chiyuv to mechabed your father. The haraya, he says, the Gemara only brings down the qualification, the hani mili mechayim av lachar misa loy, with respect to the chiyuv to mechabed your father's wife. The Gemara only brings down this condition by your father's wife. It's mashma that when it comes to the chiyuv to mechabed your older brother, it doesn't have any dependence on the chiyuv to mechabed your parent. And even after the parent dies, the chiyuv still exists because it's an inherent chiyuv, it's an independent chiyuv to mechabed your older brother, and therefore it applies even after your father dies. That's how the chiddah brings from many rishonim, the Rosh, the Ran, the Rambam is mashma like that. There's a Rashi like that. Shita Mekubetzes is like that. And they say that the difference is between S and Vav. S is a riboy that makes it contingent on the chiyuv of kavod to your father. And therefore, since we learn Eishes Aviv from S, it's an accessory to the chiyuv to mechabed your parents. It's only based on the chiyuv to mechabed your father. And the memela, when your father dies, is no more chiyuv to mechabed his wife. However, when it comes to the chiyuv to mechabed your brother, which is learned from Vav, that is a freestanding chiyuv, and it's completely independent and does not have any contingency on the chiyuv to mechabed your parent. The Shulchan Aruch as well is mashma like this opinion. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem in Yerideya brings down, first in Sif Chof Aleph, the chiyuv to mechabed your father's wife, and over there, with respect to the chiyuv to mechabed your father's wife, the Shulchan Aruch stipulates, as the Gemara does, that it only applies mechayim av lachar misaloi. After the father dies, there's no more chiyuv to respect and to show honor to his wife, because now it's stam a lady in your life. She's not your biological mother. There's no chiyuv to mechabed her. However, the next sif is the sif with respect to the chiyuv to mechabed your older brother. And this is sif chav beis over there in Simen Reish Mem. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch gives an unequivocal psak that a person is mechuyav to mechabed his older brother, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish between mechayim lachar misa, which clearly implies that the chiyuv applies even after the father dies. However, this is not the universal shita, and the shita of the Ramban is that the chiyuv to mechabed your older brother as well is contingent on the chiyuv to mechabed your father. And mela, according to the Ramban, if the father, in fact, dies, a person is no longer mechuyav to mechabed his oldest brother. That's the shita of the Ramban. And Rabbi Kveger and the Shvos Yaakov both bring this shita of the Ramban down, and they paskin like it. They paskin that, in fact, the chiyuv of being mechabed your brother only applies when the father is alive. Once the father dies, there's no more chiyuv, because the chiyuv to mechabed your brother is because by being mechabed your brother, that demonstrates kavod to your parents. So that is the shita of the Ramban. As we mentioned, most Rishonim disagree, and the Shulchan Aruch as well implies not like that, but this is the Shita of the Ramban. Now there's another Nafkamina, very interesting Nafkamina, that is brought down in the Paiskim. What's the halacha if a person has an older brother, or his oldest brother, that is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? He's perhaps a Rosh. Now, today, many people we assume are not necessarily a Rasha. They're Tinik Shenishbo. They don't know any better. But let's say we're talking about a person who was on the Derech and went off the Derech. He has the din of a Rasha. He doesn't have the din of a Tinik Shenishbo. It's not like he, you know, didn't know better. He did know better, and nevertheless, he went off the Derech. So, Pashtos, according to the Rambam, if a person is not Amisecha, a person loses the status of being Amisecha because he is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, he's din Rasha, you're not mechuyav to mechabed him. However, your father is still someone who is Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and he is considered Amisech. Are you mechuyav to mechabed your older brother in this circumstance? Perhaps we should say that it should be totally in the Shaila. Because if the chiyav to mechabed your brother is an independent chiyav, it has nothing to do with your father, so now you should be potter, because the chiyav to mechabed your brother is because of your brother's covet, but your brother's now not Amisech. He's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He has the status of a Rosha. You therefore are potter from his kibud. However, if you hold, like most Rishonim, that the chid mechabed your brother is because by being mechabed your older brother, it shows kavod to your parent, then perhaps we should argue that you should be mechuyiv even if your brother's not shomer Torah and mitzvahs, because since by being mechabed your brother, it shows kavod to your parent is Am Yisrael, your parent is shomer Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore perhaps you should be mechuyiv mechabed your brother, because that displays chiv, kavod to your parent. Now, the truth is that some Acharim want to be madche, and they want to say that even if the chiv of being mechabed your older brother is contingent on being mechabed your parent, perhaps in this case it's you're still potter, because it doesn't show kavod to your parent, maybe if the brother's not shomer Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, even if the reason why you're mechabed your brother is because that shows kavod to your parent, perhaps if the brother's not a chicha, so that exempts you from being mechabed your brother, even if the yisayid of the chiv of the ach is because it shows kavod to the parent, because perhaps if the brother's a rasha, it doesn't show kavod to the parent. That's how some achreinim want to be matche. But the ma'isa, others say that no, it is totally in the shaila. And therefore, if you hold that the chiv to mechabed your older brother is based on the fact that it demonstrates kavod to your parent, perhaps you should be mechoyev, because your parent is achicha, he is shomer Torah mitzvahs, and therefore you're mechoyev to mechabed the brother, even though the brother's not amisecha, he's not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Another nafkamina would be in the flip side. What is the halacha? If the opposite is true, the father is not shomer Torah mitzvahs, he's not amisecha, he has din rasha. And if a person has din rasha, according to the Rambam, you're potter from his kibud. Now the truth is that the mechaber disagrees, and the mechaber passes that even a person who is a rasha, you are mechuyev to mechaber if he's your parent. But the Maaseh Rambam says that if a person clearly has din rasha, you're potter from his kibud. But the brother, let's say, is shomer Torah mitzvahs, he is a chicha. Are you mechuyev to mechaber your brother in this circumstance? Perhaps it should be totally in the shaila. If you say that the chiv that you have to mechabed your brother is an independent and freestanding chiv, it's an inherent chiv, so the ma'isa your brother is a chicha. Your brother is shomer Torah mitzvahs, you should be mechuyev to mechabed him. However, if the chiv to mechabed your brother is based on the fact that it demonstrates kavod for your parent, if your parent is not a chicha, your parent is a rasha, and according to the Rambam, you're potter from being mechabed a rasha, perhaps you should be potter in this circumstance as well, because the chiv to your brother is based on the chiv to your father, and your father now doesn't have the chiv because your father is a rosh. Akapana, this is a machlekes. Again, we mentioned, number one, the Shulchan Aruch holds that even if the person was really a rosh, you're mechoyev to mechaber. V'oid, today many people are tinek shenishba, and therefore we don't really classify them as a bona fide rosh. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, if you have either of these two cases, a person should be mechaber the brother,